Welcome to this week's Lazy Runners. It's a huge week. We're in playoff time, four quarterfinals here. Let's start with the one that we care about the least, the Brumbies, who won the same amount of games as the Kings taking on the Hurricanes. I didn't see the Brumbies even coming close.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. All Australian teams have been poor in this tournament. Moving right along.
The one in New Zealand, Crusaders, Highlanders. I think the Highlanders, the way they played last week, they're coming up, they've got a bit of form, that's going to be an interesting one.
Nah, I can't call that one, it's a tricky one because both teams on their day, at full strength, they can beat anyone, it's a tricky one.
Well, I think from a South African point of view, when the Highlanders win, because that means if the Stormers win, they stay in Cape Town for a semi-final. If the Crusaders win, the Stormers have to travel if they win. Straight on to Cape Town, Stormers against the Chiefs, they've beaten the Chiefs already this season, but really if they play again, like they played against the Bulls, and some horrible soft tries that went in there. To be very honest, Jesse Creel's try comes to mind. Yeah, the Chiefs will put them away.
The Stormers have shown before, and it was against the very same Chiefs that they can play. Can they do it again? I don't know. I have my doubts about the Stormers.
Be patriotic now.
No, watching the Chiefs last week, how on attack, Damian McKenzie, for example, was unbelievable. The way he attacked that flower of channel, I wish that went back.
I think the Stormers are going to take it. I think, but I put a caveat on that. They're going to need something like in that first game against the Chiefs, the Dylan Lade's miracle pass. They're going to need something like that. Somebody's going to step up and do something special. The Lions, Sharks, this time the loser goes home, season's ending. I think the Lions at home though, I can't see them losing. Although the Sharks have been good away from home, they're going to be a lot more physical. They're going to throw everything this week, but I can't see the Lions being beaten.
In the physical contest, the Sharks can compete. The Lions have got the X-Factor players like your Alton Yankees, your Harold Fosters, and your Lionel Mopos in that backline. Those guys can create something out of nothing. The Sharks can surprise them out.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Pressure of a playoff game. Lions, yeah. Everyone expects them to win. It's going to make it tougher as well. But I mean, just looking at that game, one thing that struck me about the Lions in this game last Saturday was they tried just before half time.
Yeah.
The fact that most teams would have kicked their ball out, they carried on attacking, got the reward, got the try, that shows confidence. And if they play with that confidence, it's going to be tough to see.
It's their mentality that they've employed that for years now, and it's part of their DNA. They know what the Sharks are about. But the Sharks still can surprise them.
That's it. Next week we've got two huge semi-finals, and I think it's going to be Stormers Crusaders in the one and Lions Hurricanes in the other one.
Hang on, no. Chiefs Crusaders Hurricanes. No, hang on.
It's going to take a while.
It is. Stormers will lose to the Chiefs, so Chiefs will be the one semi-finals from that quarter-final.
We don't have all day. It's not a five-day test.
Stormers will lose, so Chiefs will come out of that. Sharks will beat the Lions. Crusaders will beat the Highlanders. And then, obviously, Hurricanes will beat the Brumbies.
I hope he's not playing the lotto this week because he might be very disappointed. But one thing that is starting this week is the Curry Cup. Huge round of games as well, with the Bulls going to Goodwood, which is the trickiest game of the lot. All these games, of course, live on Supersport and the DStv Now app. And then Thando and Johan will be doing a live blog. Go check it out and give Thando some stick about his predictions as well. That's it for this week. Next week we'll know who the semi-finalists are. And then we'll see if Thando's right. Catch you then.